Walk 97.5 has teamed up with Newsday and Rosenberg and Gluck to congratulate and honor all our class of 2021 valedictorians. Ojas Mehta is the valedictorian of Half Hollow Hills High School West, Dix Hills. Congratulations, Ojas.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor to be here.
Ojas, congratulations on your great career there at high school. I mean, it takes quite a bit of dedication. I know that you've got big things ahead of you right now, but before we start talking about where you're headed, just tell me, what were the main things that interested you into being valedictorian? Like, did you know you were going to be valedictorian for a long time, or is this something that, you know, you kind of set a path on more recently?
No, actually, my path to valedictorian has been something I had really set a goal on since elementary school. I had a family friend who had a graduation. She was graduating a salutatorian from this school, and I attended that in third grade. And I remember, like, first seeing the commencement and seeing the valedictorian and salutatorian speak. I didn't even know who those people were speaking until 2 years later on my sister's graduation, when I actually started to understand more that the valedictorian and salutatorian, they had to really be at the top of their class. So yeah, ever since then, it was really my goal. I never really, I always like used middle school and elementary school. Like everyone told me it didn't really matter, but I would still use that practice being a better student to be practice better test taking, everything.
I mean, to have that goal, like when you're so young, and to follow through in that initiative,
the discipline that takes,
it's incredible.
Right?
Your parents must be so proud of you. How did they feel watching you through your career, knowing that you had such high goals?
I mean, yeah, it was. They were always very supportive, and sometimes worried that I would be pushing myself too hard.
Right.
Especially like with valedictorian, you really like beating yourself up over like one or two points just to get to like 100%. So they were really there. They were really supportive, motivational, and they were always like, you know, like they knew I could do it, and they were just there every step of the way.
And now you're off to Yale, and you're going to be studying, what are you going to be studying there? Electrical engineering, computer science?
I can't
even pronounce it. Yeah. And what do you want to do with that?
One of my main hobbies from, I'd say, elementary school was like with Lego robotics, and then I competed in teams from middle school and high school. So yeah, I really just want to see how far I can go with robotics and hopefully join the workforce with that.
You know, we've had conversations, just with people that are also interested in that and AI and so forth. And I just want to know, are you going to let the robots think for themselves, or are you going to keep them under our control? What do you want to do?
Definitely want to keep them under our control. I think they're fantastic tools for making our jobs easier. I don't know if I trust them running things yet.
Good.
That's good. The last robotics person kind of scared us.
Right.
Got to be honest.
Here's what it comes down to, Ojas. You're always going to have a job, but if the robots take over, Raven and I not looking too good. On that note, we would love to throw it to you, and we would love to hear your speech.
I was planning on starting the speech by pointing in the audience where I sat at a close friend's graduation 9 years ago. Although we aren't in the same auditorium, I can still imagine myself sitting all the way high up in the stands hearing the valedictorian and salutatorian speak. At that point, I had no idea what exactly those two had accomplished, but I had made it my goal to be up on that podium at my graduation. Well, now that I'm here, I would like to share a few things that I've learned throughout my time in high school. It seems that the most popular question in the classroom, whether explicitly stated or not, is when are we ever going to use this? Now, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I have an answer to that question, but I can explain how I rationalize it to myself. But first, I would like to start with a quote by Albert Einstein, in which he says, "I don't need to know everything, I just need to know where to find it when I need it." The truth is, a lot of the content we worked so hard to instill in our heads, then utilize for a singular test, then almost completely forget about, will likely never be used. However, it was practice. Practice for learning and applying what you learn. Practicing how to learn. It is possible that the majority of the things we covered in our high school curriculum were not things you found enjoyable. And that's completely understandable, because the functions of animal cell organelles are not everyone's cup of tea. And I mean that with all disrespect to students who enjoy biology. However, the practice you had by learning about civilizations from thousands of years ago will probably be the same skills you utilize to catch up on the history of your respective field. The time you spent looking at Quizlets with the answers to your homework, indexes and glossaries and textbooks, was practice for learning where to find the information you need. The truth is that high school can only go into a certain depth of a breadth of topics, but it's now your job to branch off and find what you're passionate about, and learn what you want to learn. Yeah, it's true you'll still be asking yourself that same question sometimes, but hopefully it'll come few and far between.